Heyo, what's up, everybody? It's the Fantasy Football Breakdown Podcast. This is episode 43 coming to you. Swags, what's up? I can't take any more time. What's up, dude?
What is up, my man? It sounds like you're ready to go typing away.
Jump right into it, yeah.
You know, I'm ready to jump right into it. Such a crazy week already. But before we get into any of that, so a lot of people are concerned about Gio this week. Or not concerned, but that's the question of the week. Like, can they start him if Mixon's out? Is Mixon going to be out? How you feeling about Gio if Mixon is out?
Man, yeah, I've definitely seen that a lot on the Twitter side, too, all over the place. It's tough because Bears' defense is not as bad as maybe we've made it seem out to be against the run, but it is in Cincy. If Mixon doesn't go, and as the last time I looked,
they got nobody.
Still hasn't even practiced. It's Gio. So we've talked about this many times during the week, you know, during weeks previous. You know, volume and opportunity should be there for Gio. So you probably got to roll him out there. I mean, if no Mixon, and Gio's probably going to be at what, mid-level RB2, probably at worst.
That's what I was going to say. Yep. And I'm not going to start a new thing, but I'll ask you the same question I asked on the last episode with Josh Gordon. Do you think Gio would be a top 20 running back?
Yeah. To me, I probably have him skirted even just a few spots in front of that. So
I think I have to agree.
I might go closer to 16 or something like that with possibility of upside even higher.
Yep. Opportunity alone, like he could be just a great – he could be a start of the week for the price. So,
yeah. Correct. Chances are if you got him, you're probably looking at him in your flex spot because you just picked him up. But I'd find it hard for him to move outside of that.
And so, man, I got one more thing. I got a favor to ask before we roll into some Thursday night game. But so check this out, guys. I want to play an early April Fool's joke on Dr. Mill from Break from the Grind. And George, if you're listening, don't tell him. I don't think Dr. Mill listens. He might.
No chance.
So here's what I want you to do. He's got a shout up promoting their show that came out today, which go and listen to it. But here's what I want you to do. Go to that shout. Don't show your presence except prop me saying thanks for the warning. Just, I want that to be the only thing on that shout to get props, just so that he sees that going up and his stay the same. But again, don't show your presence. Use the link to go to the podcast if you want. If not, I can find you that link. George, let this ride for a couple days, dude. Do not tell him. And, if you could do that. So find Dr. Mill, that's DRMIL on the Fantasy Life app. I'll put some shouts of that or links or something where that shout's at for you guys to find if you could, even if we got a couple extra props on that. And man, then if you want, go to any of my shouts, type as much as you want, as many musts as you want, and I'll get you back. I'll triple prop those on Sunday. So,
ooh, look at that.
Hit me up, man. Like, get me, guys. Like, this just for fun, man. Good guy, though. Good listen. But just prop me.
I like it.
And
definitely have to show up at Fantasy Life app just for that, right?
So, you like that?
I do like that.
So, but yeah, my man, what you got on those Thursday night games?
Okay, so just real quick, last night, yeah, the game was crazy. Falcons end up, you know, winning. Brees throws an interception late to kind of seal that deal. Man, did you happen to watch much of that game last night? I know, me and you were kind of going back and forth last night with some other stuff, texting or whatever.
But I missed a lot of it, yeah. Just got busy. Was out and about at the beginning of the game. And
yeah. Kamara gets hurt early. Ingram doesn't really do what he should have with that opportunity, but maybe it's just because, you know, he was limited too with that stuff. Michael Thomas shows up big way, 10 catches, over 100 yards, and a touchdown. Julio comes just short of 100 with 98 on 5, but no touchdowns. That's the Julio we know. And Sanu, we've talked about for a while, showed up and got that touchdown, 6 for 83 and a touch. So really like Sanu, and maybe some deeper leagues where you're starting maybe, you know, at least 3 wide receivers and maybe a flex. He probably should be on your team there. But, man, the Falcons winning that game has bigger implications than just the NFC South there, right? That gives the Falcons one more win. They're at 8 and Green Bay's at 6.
Yep.
You know what I mean? Like, we're not going to get Rodgers, maybe. That's kind of what that boils down to for me. Right,
very well could be.
That's a tough one. So I think there were a lot of people with multiple rooting interests in that game last night, even outside of, you know what I mean? Like, so I just grabbed Rodgers. This could be big. But anyways, we're going to use that to move right into the 1 o'clock game, Packers at the Browns. How you feeling here? I'm trying to do this a little faster and just give me some swags and hags.
All right, well, then one thing you brought up the other day that made me think, too, is those wins they're talking about for those games. So if that happens, man, like, I kind of like the run game a little bit. And I'd even downgrade Josh Gordon, who we're super high on right now. That said, I mean, I'm fine starting Josh Gordon. But, yeah, I'm going to start Josh Gordon. I'm going to start Crowell. And that's about where I'll stop on the Cleveland side.
Okay. I don't mind Njoku, like, especially if you lost Gronk or somebody like that. Njoku's probably on your waivers, so I kind of like that. He, you know, actually getting 4 catches the last 2 games. Kind of nice to see them finally using him a little bit more. And maybe Gordon being in there, like I said last time, kind of helps him out a little bit just to take that top off.
Yeah.
But I'm with you everywhere else.
And if the wins are high, I mean, to your point, those short passes are going to be a lot easier than those long ones.
Yeah, looking like we might have 20-mile-an-hour plus wins for that game. So if nothing else, I'd like to see Kaiser get the ball out of his hand fast to Corey Coleman, you know, and Flash and even Njoku there and let them do the work instead of him trying to force it. But he's a guy that likes to throw the ball down the field. So we'll see where that, you know, in between comes.
Yep.
And then, how about on the other side there?
Man, well, that's just it. Another big question of the week that I'm seeing a lot is Jamal Williams or Aaron Jones. Is Aaron Jones taking the job over? I think we were talking about this yesterday as well. Yeah. So that's another concern there. But then if they run the ball a lot, like, man, I think we already said we'd flex Aaron Jones, and that was before he may take over the lead job. So you have to think that at least Aaron Jones has the work that we assumed he would, if not a little bit more.
Correct. I think they probably both flexes now, or that's kind of where it's leaning towards me. I still want to lean on the Jamal side just because I think maybe we're still working Aaron Jones in a little bit. And like you said, I think we're going to see a lot of runs in this game from the Green Bay side. I want to feel like Jamal ends up with more rushing attempts, and he's ran the ball really well lately. And that Cleveland front seven isn't quite as good this last couple of games as it was, you know, in the previous few.
All right, so before we get off that, and I agree with you on the running backs, but before we get off that, rank the Green Bay wide receivers and then throw Josh Gordon into the mix, but first do it without Gordon.
All right, so without it, I'm gonna kind of stay where I've been. It's Adams, Jordy, Cobb. Jordy did catch 5 last week. If you make me put Gordon in there, the order stays the same, but you just move Gordon to the front.
Do you? You Flash. Move in. Okay. Yeah. No, I'd probably agree.
Yeah, I'll take Flash above Adams, and I wouldn't be surprised if it doesn't end up not close.
And Corey Coleman?
Coleman, I'll probably slot in towards the back. Let's put him between Jordy and Cobb. I'd like to see Coleman get a few more targets. Didn't catch any last week. That's just my hesitation there. But yep. I guess maybe I was late to the party, but I'm drinking the Kool-Aid now on Flash.
Yeah, I'm with you. Pour me a glass.
So is that kind of Packers-wise, are you comfortable starting Devontae? Do you go anywhere else?
I am comfortable. Do I go anywhere else? I mean, if I can, yeah. I'll put him above.
No, I mean like Jordy and Cobb probably aren't making any team for you.
I would start Devontae Adams or Randall Cobb.
You start Cobb still. Okay, fair enough.
Yeah, he's done pretty well. He had that one week where he laid a goose egg, but he's done pretty well.
Yeah. All right. Anything else there? I'd like to move on to the Colts and the Bills.
Nope, that's fine, man. Move it along.
So Tyrod got carried off at this point. Got to roll Peterman, right? Like, I haven't actually heard that he's the starter, but that's where I'm assuming. And it looks like we might get Kelvin Benjamin back. Can you play anybody not named Sean McCoy
on the Bills? Man, I don't think you can. Maybe Charles Clay if you really need to, but I don't even trust that the same with Peterman in there.
Yeah, Clay. Oh, yeah, Clay's in that same mold there. Like, if you're a Gronk or maybe Ertz, we'll get to that. You know, Ertz with the concussion or whatever. I don't mind the Clay pickup, but he hasn't really been what we thought, and now it's Peterman. So, Colts side. Do you got the balls to start T.Y. Hilton?
I kind of do. Yeah. It depends on your options, because a lot of the guys that have had Hilton have had, like, so many different players that they've started above him or have started to feel comfortable with. But, man, I'll start Hilton.
I mean, he needs one, you know, 140-yard touchdown to 50-yarder, which he can definitely do to kind of jump right into that wide receiver two, you know, range. So I can't move him probably outside that top 20, top, you know, 24.
I mean, and that's just but it. The thing with Hilton is it seems like he's showed his floor against defenses where he was supposed to do really good against, and he's then on other occasions showed his ceiling on defenses we thought he was going to do bad against. So you just don't know right. when he's going to have that one or two big plays.
How about Frank Gore?
I'll start Gore.
Anybody else? Don't mind Gore? Okay.
RB2, flex?
Yeah, and I don't mind Doyle this week. I think I like him a little bit more than you, but not a whole lot to say there. Even in two quarterback leagues, I'd like to sit Brissett if I can.
And would you flex Marlon Mack?
Only in the deepest of deep leagues right now. I mean, I know it's only one or two that we're looking for to make it, you know, make it happen. But I haven't felt good about it. I haven't really seen it. So yeah. I feel like I would rather take a shot somewhere else at this point right now. Yeah. Until I find out that he's going to get some more usage on a regular basis.
He out-snapped Gore last week, didn't he?
That's crazy, though. I mean,
yeah.
I might have to, but that's in a super deep league, and that's crazy scoring. We might get to that. My Scott Fishbowl playoff week two team.
Yeah,
I might have to hold back out there, but
maybe we get to some help.
I don't feel great. That's a deep league for me. I don't think anybody in like a 12 team flex wise is gonna do that with confidence. All right, let's move on. Vikings at the Panthers. Man,
this is a tough one, man.
Right? How about let's start with the quarterbacks on each side. I'm gonna take Case over Cam. You with me?
No. I see it. I'm not against you. It's bold. I'm not against it though.
You think Cam's the safer play here?
I don't think he's safer. I think Cam's got the lower floor and the higher ceiling, and Keenum's probably safer.
Oh, okay. But I'm the bold play here. Yeah, I like Keenum. I think we said it last week, but I think it's Diggs time. I think we see a bigger bump from Diggs. I'm not saying I'm expecting it when I put him in my roster, but it's about that time. I mean, Thielen still gets his. So. How about running backs on that side? If I make you start one, are you still going to stay on McKinnon like we've been, or is it time to move to Murray?
I am going to stay with defense. McKinnon, just being a stubborn ass.
Nope, I'm with you. And again, a tough defense. I feel like that tends to lean itself towards McKinnon a little bit more. Man, Murray just kind of keeps getting his.
Yep.
Panther side of the ball there.
Well, will you start Rudolph then? What's he, top 10, top 12?
I think he's right around 7 on the year, right? So, yeah, I think he's top 10.
Yeah, I'd agree.
He's not available in many waivers, you know what I mean? So you're not picking him up to fill him for Gronk. If he is, good for you.
Right, no, exactly, definitely.
But, yeah, I think, you know, 8, 10, 11, somewhere in there. And, you know, he's a guy that could pull in a touchdown easily and jump right into that top 5 range. So.
And then Greg Olsen's been full participant in practice this week.
Yeah, so the foot really wasn't as bad as, you know, maybe some of us were freaking out about or in that regards, but
I guess it was one of those things they said it was sore and
which is normal.
Kind of scared, wanted to have it looked at. Everything came back fine. He's getting used to that screw in his foot.
Right, and kind of running around on it. Does that mean that, you know, after a quarter and a half this week, you know, it's going to be sore and he's going to play through it? Maybe there's something really wrong with it and he does, you know, more damage, or does he come out again and, you know, a little more limited in the the actual snaps he's taking on the field there, I'll play Rudolph over Olsen. You know what I mean? And I might roll the dice with some of these other ones right now. I don't think not playing Olsen is going to kill my team. I'll put it that way. Outside of him, you have a feeling that Olsen's going to have a big game?
I don't know, man. I'll talk to you like later because I don't want to suggest to too many people to get too high on Olsen. But I don't know, man. Cam was talking. Cam seems excited Olsen's back this week. And that's kind of, I like that more than coach talk. But man, we'll see. We'll see.
Cam excited for the security blanket. I hear you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Outside of that, I'll start McCaffrey and I don't really want to do anything else.
Funchess? No Funchess?
I don't think so. I think Xavier Rhodes shows up this week. You know, Funchess isn't a burner. He's just kind of a big guy. And I think Rhodes is going to be all over him. I'm not saying Funchess will have an awful game, but Funchess is outside wide receiver two this week for me, I bet.
So you think Kelvin Benjamin probably helped Funchess out a little bit, huh? Because it seems like Funchess hasn't been... I mean, Funchess has got some targets here and there, but...
Well, especially in situations like this, regardless of how you feel Funchess or Kelvin Benjamin are better... You know, defenses approach it that, you know, their number one corner was going to go on Kelvin.
Yep.
So, you know what I mean? Funchess was getting that secondary guy, you know, back there. And now he's getting the ones because nobody's respecting Russell Shepard. And that's about it where I can name those guys. You know what I mean?
Like, right, yeah.
So, I mean, again, I'm not saying Funchess is going to have an awful game. He'll still get the targets. But like you're kind of alluding to, if Cam's excited about Olsen, I doubt Funchess gets, you know, 10 targets. It's probably closer to 6-7 this week.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, 6-7 against Xavier Rhodes is not something I feel good about.
I agree with you on McCaffrey. And then can you flex Stewart?
I don't really want to. I think I will find better options. I know he's been getting the work, and they're using him maybe more than all the CMC owners would really truly love to see him used.
Would you flex Stewart or Marlon Mack?
I'll take Stewart there because I know Mack, you know, out-touched or out-snapped Gore last week. I don't know that continues that way. And I think Stu probably ends up with more total touches than Mack.
Yeah.
Although Stu's are plotter points and Mack needs one to take it to the house.
Yeah.
But yeah. I'll take Stu on the opportunity of him getting a touchdown over Marlon Mack.
Yep, he's still getting some carries there. He got a touchdown last week. He's had a touch, like, 3 touchdowns in the last 5 weeks.
I know. It's crazy. Why don't you come get him from me? Just talk to Hunter Dynasty. All right, so I'm going to keep rolling. No, nothing else there, right?
Nope, you're all good.
Oh, let me real quick. Vikings defense or Panthers defense? We don't talk about defense.
I would take the Vikings defense.
Okay, me too. Fair enough. That kind of alludes to how we were talking then. Bears. At the Bengals, real quick, before we jump too much farther into this, I just got the alert that the Bengals have ruled out 5 defensive players, and I think at least 4 of them are starters, including Perfect and, you know, both corners. I mean, it's the Bears, so I'm not looking for Trubisky to torch them up. But
they just
don't
care because they're playing the Bears.
Right? Like, whatever, we'll take a rest here. I mean, Bengals only 5-7, but they're like, F it, we don't really want to. Our second guys can do it. But no Perfect being in there. Is it the get right Howard game? I'm not trying to be a Jordan Howard truther here. You know I'm not on that side, but
I think
I bet against you here with Davis. You know what I mean? Cohen, Howard, either one of them?
Well, I still like Mike Davis over Howard.
That's fine.
And
I feel better about my Jordan Howard side right now. But
man, I know what you mean. Dude, I can't think of anybody on that team I feel comfortable starting at all. But if I had to start one of them in a flex, it would be Howard.
Yeah.
So I'm with you there. He definitely is the guy with probably the most upside and opportunity, or should have.
Sure. Deeper leagues, we've talked a lot about Inman in the past, you know what I mean? And he's still getting the targets. Now, Cincinnati doesn't have, you know, their top 2 DBs plus the safety in there. Trubisky might not throw it around a ton, but he has had a couple of, you know, 30 passing attempt games this year. That's got to help Inman out, right? Like, if Chicago gets down, they can't just turn around and you know, hand it to Howard, and we've seen that they won't do that. You know what I mean? Howard's only getting 12, 14 carries sometimes in these games that you feel like are perfect for him. Deeper league Inman, I think, isn't a bad flex. All right, Cincy side, we talked a little bit about it earlier. Seems like we're full go on Geo, right around that mid RB2 range. Maybe lower RB2, but at least somewhere in there. AJ Green, you got to roll out. But anybody else there? John Ross on IR now. Crofty?
Oh, man, maybe Croft if you have to.
All right, so we've talked a little bit about some of these players, like in place of Gronk or Ertz or whatever like that. So Croft or Clay?
I'd start Croft there over Clay. What about you?
Yeah, I think I'll go Croft there. His yardage total lately has been atrocious. But he did the touchdown, so as long as he gets a touchdown, you probably feel all right. Dalton, Red Rifle, where do you think he finishes this week against that defense?
Maybe like top 15. I don't know. I don't love Dalton.
That's probably right around that range.
But, I mean, you could probably start him in some situations.
We start Cam over Dalton just because it's Cam?
I would start Cam over Dalton. I feel like one thing that happened this year because of like when Watson and Aaron Rodgers got hurt and people were riding them, I feel like a lot of the quarterback depth got swooped up and people hung on to it all year out of fear, and quarterback's value kind of went up this year as opposed to others. So a lot of teams are in a situation where they are starting Dalton and it's as good as they can feel about it.
Right. I think Dalton ends up with a decent game here. It's always nice to have AJ Green to throw to. And with the fact that it's just Geo back there, I don't necessarily think they're going to turn around and hand it to Geo 20 times. So you know what I mean? So I think Dalton gets a slight little bump because of the dump offs to Geo and see what he can do.
Yeah.
So I kind of like it that way. I'm really not on Cam this week. So you felt kind of comfortable there. So I'm going to take the Red Rifle over Cam if you want it. We need one.
I'll take it.
I figured you wouldn't mind that one. Just for me. it sounds gross to me, but I'm looking at it. I kind of like it that way. All right. 49ers at the Texans. I had a nice Twitter exchange with one of our listeners here. I ended up putting up a couple polls for him, but we talked a little bit back and forth. He's looking at like a shitty shootout. I just started laughing when he said that here. But I kind of buy it. What do you think here? Because this game put a lot of fantasy points on the board. You know what I mean? Both defenses aren't great. Both secondaries can be beat. Garoppolo been pretty efficient. Got some weapons. Niners defense isn't all that, you know, either on that side.
Yeah, I could
see it. Might get Will Fuller back. So you got Nuke and Will Fuller possibly on that side there. The crazy kid and Steven Anderson tight end. Pretty athletic. Looks nuts. I don't know. I'm kind of excited for this game.
Yeah.
Maybe I'm drinking the Kool-Aid more than you are here, but
no, I don't mind it, man. I think that, it could be pretty good. There's some excited weapons. I mean, even Carlos Hyde.
Yeah. I mean, Texans defense is not, you know, not that of old. They can be run and thrown on at this point. So you say that on both sides there. I'll start Garoppolo over Savage, but I like Savage's weapons better, if that makes sense.
No, I agree with you. What do you think about Braxton Miller?
Yeah, I think if Will Fuller really is back and playing, then I'm not going to worry about anybody else outside of Nuke there. I don't know that gets spread out around enough.
What about Dontrell Inman compared to those guys like Fuller or Braxton Miller?
Of both of those guys, I'll take Inman over Fuller and Miller, Braxton Miller.
Yeah,
just because I think Inman's going to get, you know, 7-8 catches, maybe, you know, targets that, you know, somewhere in there.
His Fuller's never been that guy. Guaranteed. Yeah, I'm with
yeah,
you.
Yeah, Fuller's never been that guy. Again, he's that literally needs one to connect and probably outscores Inman. But I'll take what I'm going to call more guaranteed points over, you know, Fuller coming back, being a little rusty, probably playing limited snaps and pulling up a goose egg. Like, that's not that far out of the range of possibilities, where I think that is much farther out for Inman.
So then on the 49ers side of the ball, who are you comfortable starting?
Garoppolo, Hyde, Goodwin, and in deeper leagues, I don't mind Taylor. I know that's pretty recency bias there, but I think those the guys that are going to work there. I don't want to roll the dice with Kittle, but I'm interested to watch him this week with Garoppolo again.
Yeah, I agree. You know what I mean,
dynasty wise, I'm excited if I'm holding him on my team, and if maybe I have some tight end depth issues there, might be a guy I'm looking to go acquire for on the cheaper right now in case he blows up, or at least going into next year.
Yep, I'm with you. You'll have to holler at me.
Do you have Kittle?
No.
Where do you? Oh.
I had Trent Taylor though.
You do have Trent. I have been hollering at you. We'll have to get into that a little more at some other time. Any other pieces that you're feeling good about or want to touch on? 49ers and Texans?
Not really, man.
Lamar Miller?
Yeah. Where's Lamar? Yeah, I'd start Miller.
I think Lamar's RB1 this week. Is that too far?
I think that's about right. Low end.
You know, probably 10 to 14, so kind of sneaks right into that RB1 discussion.
Yep, I'd say low end RB1 and high end RB2.
Yep. All right, so we got a divisional game here between the Raiders and the Chiefs. Ooh, this could be another, won't call it shitty shootout, but could be another high scoring points both sides. We kind of saw that last time, right? This was the Amari yep. wake up game.
Yep, and it sounds like Cooper's still out.
Yeah, not going to get Cooper, man.
And Crabtree back.
Got his bell rung. But we are getting Crabtree back, right? So if Crabtree's back, you got to start him, right?
Especially with
Cooper being there.
Yep.
Does that eliminate the rest of the guys? Seth Roberts, Patterson, anybody like that go away now? Like, or do you still feel all right with them since they're playing the Chiefs?
I do not feel great about it. I didn't feel great about it before, though, to be fair.
That's true. How about Jared Cook? Hadn't really kind of been plussing him up and then hadn't really been coming through the last couple of weeks as much, I guess. Yeah, I guess it's Crabtree. How are you feeling about Carr in this game? Is he, because he's getting Crabtree back, is that, it's got to bump him up a little, but.
Yeah, a little bit. He's been all right. I feel okay about Carr. I feel better about Carr than Dalton.
Okay, that's fair.
I feel okay about Carr. I feel good about Lynch. I'll start Lynch.
Yep, and then start, you know, maybe I've seen that discussed a few places or talked about, you know, kind of saving up Lynch early in the season to make this, you know, hard push late where he can handle the load. Man, I'm gonna jump off topic just a second here, but dynasty wise, have you changed your mind at all on the backup there? D Walsh and Jay Rich, you know what I mean, for the future. Like I said, I know it's a little off what we're talking, but
I think they'll still be looking for somebody, to be honest with you.
And isn't Hood still there too? But he kind of practice squad and really been, you know,
I think he's on the practice squad.
Yeah.
But I don't know. Yeah, we'll have to see. But
a lot of running backs coming out, you know, in this next draft too. So, you know, is it one of those times where you look to move D-Wash or Jay Rich to the Lynch owner? You can still make moves and get something for him while you still can.
Yeah, I think that's an excellent idea, actually.
Or do they have any kind of value next season? Because you're saying you think they'll probably address it in the draft too. So maybe time to get out if you can.
I mean, it's not even. We don't even know. Like Lynch might be back there next year. And
the third? Would you take a random third for either one of them? Or is that not enough? Like a low second.
I would definitely take the second. I might take the third, depending on, you know,
higher third.
If it was Rashard or Washington,
early
30s.
Okay.
I might sell Washington a little cheaper.
Okay. So still a little harder on Jalen Rashard at this point.
Yeah.
You gotta keep on. Okay, I like that. I'm with you too.
But I own
both of them in a few places, but
I don't think their value will go down, so you could probably get that same all year, and if they really want them, they might pay a little bit more.
I think I'd give either one of them up for a second, and as crazy as it sounds, I think if it was a third, I would just hold.
Yeah.
Because like you said, it probably value doesn't change, and maybe it's got a small chance to uptick. So yep. Okay. All right, moving on. We got your Detroit Lions against the Bucks. Oh, man. Let's start on the Lions side. How's your boy? How's Mr. Stafford? What do you? He's gonna play, right?
He's banged up. I think he wants to play. He's pretty banged up. If he's, I mean, that hurt. I mean, it downgrades all the receivers, I would say.
Yeah.
I don't feel great about
it still. Okay, so it downgrades them all, but I'm still going to make you start one. Do you lean Tate at all just because he tends to catch the ball closer to the line of scrimmage and that's not going to, you know, put as much strain on Stafford, you know, in the hand and stuff like that? You know what I mean? Like, does that make sense? Or do you still go Marvin Jones for that boom bust part?
I think I would go Marvin Jones.
You still go Marvin Jones?
Yep. So, again, really quick on that, though, and I won't start him, but, man, Galladay has looked pretty good in some of the catches he's had. Like, I think he's going to be a really promising piece for the Lions and for Dynasty owners. Like, man, I like him, man. He looks nice. Agreed. I wish they'd go to him more.
You think he deserves more targets over Marvin Jones and Golden Tate? I mean, not more than them, but taking a few away from them just to get him more involved?
I think he deserves the opportunity to show that he deserves that, you know? Honestly, it's hard to say, like, what a rookie deserves, you know? Especially from my perspective when I just want him to be good for my teams. But, dude, he looks pretty good. Like, he's the tallest receiver on the team. He looks very athletic. He goes and gets the ball. I think that the Lions aren't that great. They're not winning anything this year.
Fair enough. To the point that Stafford wants to play, and if for some reason he doesn't, and whatever that next guy's name is, it doesn't need to be mentioned because if he's in, don't do it. But they would turn around and hand the ball off more. Amir Abdullah seems to still be pretty limited with the neck. Do you feel like he's going to play this week?
I don't know. He might. I don't feel great about that.
Does it just messes everything up? So if Amir's in, you don't want any part of it? Any part of that backfield?
No, not super much, dude.
Okay, so let's say he doesn't play. Let's do it that way then.
Dude, it's tough. I mean, honestly,
still stay away? Yeah, no, I'm with you. That's why I wanted to bring that up for your Lions, because I had no idea at this point.
Well, okay, so what do you think about Riddick? What do you think about Tyon Green?
Exactly. I mean, he looked like he ran all right.
Yeah. I mean, Lions fans hardly knew who he was.
Exactly. Who's this guy? That's a weird number to be back there.
What's that? No, seriously, yep. And I was sitting with my father-in-law watching the game, and he's just kind of like, oh, there's some guy on the group, you know what I mean? Like, and, right. And so, I don't know, dude. Are they going to start him now if Amir's out and have Riddick be the passing back? I don't know. Because then I thought Dwayne Washington would probably play, and then he ended up being a late scratch as well. I don't know if that was a healthy scratch or if he's just not right yet, but.
Yeah. All right, let's jump to the Bucs side then. I don't mind Winston. I think obviously you're playing Evans. Any other pass catcher there? Because it's Winston, you like Brate this week over most of the tight ends we talked about?
Yeah, I like Brate this week.
How about Doug?
I
don't think Doug Martin hasn't practiced yet, right? I think that's the last thing I heard. So, Peyton Barber ran really well last week. If no Doug Martin, you feel good about Peyton Barber?
I do, see, man. That RB, yeah, for
mid,
sure.
Mid-level no RB2 again, getting the touches. Think you can run against Detroit, too. So, man, especially if he's going to get the touches like he did last week, like 25 total touches or something like that.
Yeah,
last
if
week.
He's going to get those kind of carries without Doug Martin, then, yeah, I feel good about it.
Anything else? No D-Jax. No, just stop. Howard, can't do it. All right. Moving on, we got one more 1 o'clock game, and it's the Cowboys and the Giants. It's the Eli-led Giants. We're back to that, apparently. Still not a lot of weapons back there for him, so I don't know how much there is to say on the Giants side of the ball outside of Evan Ingram, and I guess we're hoping we get Shepard back.
Yeah, man, I don't know, dude.
I guess if you, right? Ingram? You okay with Ingram?
I feel pretty good about Ingram, even though the last good game he had wasn't from Eli Manning.
True. Ingram or Croft?
Ingram. Fast.
I think I'll take Ingram there. Because I know he has put up some duds too, but I feel like his potential for more catches and yards is much easier to see than it is for Croft. But Croft has been getting those touchdowns too, so he doesn't need as many. But I'll take Ingram there. You make me pick, and you're going to pass on it. Cowboys side. It's Dak time. I'm Dak and Dez. I'm calling it. Big week this week for both of them. Are you on board?
Yeah, I'm on board with that mostly. I'm more on Dak than Dez. Lately,
but I want it. Okay. So if you're on Dak, but not so much Dez, where does the rest go? Is it Dak's legs more than anything? Or I like Witten this week. Not against Witten. Giants are awful against the tight end.
Yeah, I think so he just kind of spreads it a little bit too. And if you have Dez, I mean, you're starting him. I don't love Dez at all. I'm disappointed at myself in the leagues that I drafted him. Because we know this about Dez. And every year he kind of does this to us. I don't think Dez has given us his draft capital in a few years. Yet we keep putting him in this wide receiver one category, which he is not.
Mid-level wide receiver one.
Yeah, exactly.
He's more like mid-level two, backside two.
Exactly. So if you put him there, dude, I'm with you. But Dez isn't that guy, you know what I mean? Like, so if you have Dez, I mean, you're definitely starting him. I'm starting Dez, but never again will I draft Dez. Telly's maybe in the third round.
Gotcha. Dez puts up wide receiver one numbers this week is a call from me. Dak and Dez.
What about Alfred Morris?
So good. I like Alf too this week. I do. I think I like Dallas to kind of get right against the Giants this week. Fantasy offensive wise. I mean, I know Alf had a good game, so obviously he's not going to bounce back from that game. I think he probably put somewhere close to that, which was a really good number. Yeah. Maybe not quite as many carries. I think he had like 27, I believe. So
yep.
I think Alf probably gets somewhere in the range of 20.
And
also right around that RB1 number, fringe RB1.
And I'm not a big advocate of yards per carry, but Morris is averaging 4.5 and the Giants are giving up 4.8.
Yeah.
And Morris's average comes perfect over the last four games. So
yep.
Yeah, I like it. Pretty nice game script for Morris. I like Morris this week. I'm starting him.
Yes. Rod Smith, no confidence whatsoever in him. Even in full PPR, just not getting the touches. Got to be super deep for you to roll him out there.
Yeah, definitely.
Okay. Any love for Terrence Williams? Any secondary?
No.
Cowboys wide receiver there, Cole? Nobody.
Nope. Okay. Have to be super deep, like you're saying, you know?
Yeah. All right. Titans at the Cardinals. Jump to these 4 o'clock games. See if we can't move a little faster here. I like Mariota this week. Corey Davis, we're going to get Rashad Matthews back, I feel like, right? So I think that's the last I've heard, or at least kind of trending that way.
I want to hear your unbiased opinion on Corey Davis because you know I'm too high on him. So I want to hear that because I don't know what to do.
So if Rashad Matthews is back, I like Corey Davis a lot this week. If Corey Davis is the quote-unquote one for Tennessee this week, then he's a sit for me. And it's literally just Patrick Peterson. I know he you know, Sammy got him for a touchdown, but it was on three catches and it was low yardage. It was like 40 yards or something like that. I think Peterson's the kind of corner that can shut down a rookie like Corey Davis. But if Rashard Matthews is in the game, Peterson will be on Matthews. It's a weird little hinge I have there for you, but that's where I sit there.
Mike Wallace, who has outperformed Corey Davis the last few weeks, or Corey Davis?
This week?
Yeah.
Or rest
this
of the
week. Let's say this week.
I'll give the same answer. If you give me Rashard Matthews starting in the game, then I'll take Corey Davis over Mike Wallace. I'll go to Mike. It's literally as simple as Matthews playing and where Peterson's going to be to me.
Yeah, no, I hear you.
I like Delanie Walker a lot. Running back wise, if I give you both DeMarco Murray and Derrick Henry, you're in the playoffs. You can only start one. You start
Henry,
and let's say half point Henry. Yeah.
Any format.
Yeah. Man. So again, Derrick Henry gets a huge bump on one of the last runs where he didn't. I'm not saying he doesn't have to take it to the house. The guy sees a hole and he just runs. And I believe I saw him as that was the fastest any person with the ball on a scoring touchdown achieved last week, like 22 miles an hour or something like that on that run, which is ridiculous for a guy of his size and frame.
Yeah, I can't wait.
But it was all on that very, like, one of the last plays. Like, he literally got the first down and could have taken a knee again, and the game's over. Mm-hmm. But again, he's like, that's not his fault. He takes it to the house. I just, you know, 140, almost 50 yards of his whole season this year has come on two plays that didn't really matter.
Yep.
They happened. I'm not saying matter is a wrong choice there, but I'm just, no. If you don't get that, Henry had a shit game.
Yep. But we've said the same thing about Murray.
100% agree. I'm not I'm not trying to say it. I'm with you. If you give me both right now, it's Derrick Henry. That's who I'm starting. Like, I'm 100% on you. I'm just saying, if he has a bad game, don't be surprised.
So you start Henry over Murray as well?
I will this week. I think you have to. It makes sense, and the Titans have shown at least that they're starting to give him more of those carries. I don't know if it's more DeMarco breaking down, or, you know, they're trying to save him for that playoff push too, like we kind of saw with the Raiders now. Like, let's see if off Derrick Henry can't carry the load and hand it to him. Or they finally realize that, oh, this linebacker that we hand the ball to is better than our other running back that's old. I mean, Derrick Henry is almost as tall as me. I mean, you know what I mean? I think he's, what, 6'4", 6'5"? I'm a little taller than that. And
he's a tall running back.
And he is built like a truck.
Yeah.
Like, I'm getting off script here, and we are not moving
but,
fast.
But you're a tall dude. How tall is Derrick Henry, actually? I mean, more like 6'2"? Is he 6'4"?
No,
really?
I believe so, yeah.
I knew he was big. I mean, because even 6'2 is a big running back.
I mean, like I said, I'm jumping off script here. You know, Derrick Henry's from fairly close to where I live now. You know, he's from the Yulee, which is kind of like North Jack's area. Man, he got, you know, obviously he had scholarships from everywhere. You know, I'm a huge Gator fan, and he definitely had a scholarship to play with the Gators. But Alabama and, like, only one other, like, small school were the only schools that said, yeah, you can come play running back here. Like, he broke all the Florida, like, rushing yard records and touchdowns and stuff like that. But everybody wanted him to come play middle linebacker for him. Literally, they're like, I know you're a running back, but you're going to be a middle linebacker for us. He went to Alabama because they said, oh, you can be a running back. You're a beast.
Yeah, right. You can do whatever you want.
Everybody should have seen that guy and be like, what do you want to do? Sure. Just take the ball. I've never not been a Derrick Henry fan. You know what I mean? I just, to me, it was smarter to take DeMarco early. Maybe that still works out for me season-wise, but we're definitely seeing that it's starting to trend towards Derrick Henry. All right, now that we got off of that little side rant and spent a lot of extra time we didn't really need to. Cardinal side of the ball, Larry Fitz. AP still kind of questionable at that point. Even Kerwin Williams kind of got banged up. What do you do on the Cardinals side offensively?
Pretty much nothing. I'll start Fitz if you have to. And get out. I will flex Kerwin Williams. I think he'll be the guy.
Okay, I like that. Let's move on. Jets at the Broncos. Let's start on the Jets side of the ball. I don't mind McCown this week. I know it's Denver and it's in Denver. The only thing that's a little concerning to me right now is Robbie Anderson's been limited. What is it, hamstring, I believe it is?
Yeah, I saw that too. You think he plays?
It was weird that, like, it kind of came in late, you know what I mean? If it's on Monday and he's sitting out, then I'm probably okay with it. Now that we're starting to get it late and now he's sitting out, I'm a little more concerned. So
if Anderson plays, I'm comfortable with it.
Yes, if Anderson plays,
and if not,
I'll play Anderson, and I like McCown even.
What about Kearse if no Anderson?
Yeah, I mean, you would think you should see that uptick in targets, so I guess I don't mind Kearse. You know, we're talking about deeper league flexes here. Yeah, I don't mind the Kearse, but to me, it's only if Anderson is out right now.
And then,
and I know he's been, you know, he's put up good numbers with Anderson there too, but
the running backs, I'm pretty much not interested in.
Yeah, gross. I've been trying to stay away from it forever.
And then
they keep trying to pull me in.
ASJ, I'd probably start. Titans, yeah, okay, you okay so, against the Denver?
What about ASJ or like Clay Crofty? Where do you mix
Oh, ASJ by a nice margin this week.
Over all of them. I like that too.
Yep.
I saw something where AJ hasn't had more than like 40 something yards in a game yet this year.
Oh wow, I'm surprised.
But touchdowns are plenty, but yardage total is very small. What about Denver side? What do you do?
Man, they went back to Anderson after we all thought they were going to go to Booker. So,
such trash.
Now that's confusing as hell. It seems like so Jamal Charles stays right in the middle. You still can't really start him though. And so it looks like you probably start Anderson if you have an option. I don't think you can start Booker this week. Man, and then I don't feel comfortable with any of those wide receivers. It's crazy. Like, Demaryius Thomas, where you been?
I'm going to have to start him. Like, I don't have a choice. But, I mean, Demaryius Thomas or Kenny Galladay?
Galladay.
Dude, man, we're going to have to talk.
Check this out. I know a dude that got Cooper Kupp and a 2018 first for Demaryius Thomas. How you feel about that? What side do you like?
You know which side I like.
I mean, when's the last time Demaryius Thomas even had a game like Cooper Kupp this year, let alone the future?
I like that trade for me. That's why I did it.
I like it for you too, actually. That's an amazing deal.
And I feel like maybe, I don't know. I think it would do much better. You know, much better my side now. I wonder if I would have done a poll back then, how different it would have been. Or shit, maybe I did. I can't even remember.
I liked your side as soon as I seen that trade come through. I was like, wow. Yeah. Like, I hit you up pretty quick. And I was like, wow, good deal.
Yeah. I mean, like you said, I like the wide receiver almost over him. Especially, like, dynasty-wise, move him forward. I think that trend will continue that route. And I got a pick out of it. So,
yeah.
Can't be too mad.
You got some picks in that league. Dude, I don't love Demaryius Thomas or Emmanuel Sanders. Like, I can't do it.
Nope. I mean, you got to start one, DT or Sanders. I'm going to go DT.
I agree.
Where you at?
Okay. Yeah, with you.
So let's say with Anderson playing or not playing, curse Demaryius Thomas, Sanders. How do you rank those guys?
Does it change? Man, I don't know. Probably curse.
Curse over both of them?
Oof. Yeah.
I just don't want to. All right, let's go. Let's keep going. Redskins at the Chargers. Let's start on So I'm going to start Philip Rivers over Kirk, right?
Yeah, with you there.
Duh. Okay. Keenan's a no-brainer. Secondary wide receiver for the Chargers, which you can call whoever you want, Benjamin, Williams, whatever, or Dotson on the other side.
Dotson.
All right, how about where do you go after that?
Crowder?
Yeah.
Maybe maybe bump Crowder up a little bit. I like Crowder without Reed all the time.
You take Crowder over Dotson?
Probably, yeah.
Yeah, just on catches over the touchdown possibility.
Yep.
Look kind of where your head's at. Okay.
Yep. And Dotson always has that huge upside. I really believe in that, but he just needs some more. I think that he's still the one to own on that team dynasty-wise, but this week playing for it, I think I want Crowder a little bit more.
Nice. Man, I like the Chargers secondary though. I feel like I wanna start Samaje Perine, but that's it on the Redskins this week. I'm gonna sit everybody else. I'm gonna sit Kirk. I'm gonna sit Crowder, Davis. I don't care. And I'm not saying the Chargers defense is phenomenal. I don't mean it that way. I don't think we're gonna see splashes from that side outside of ruining, because that's where you can kind of beat the Chargers.
Well, so where are you at with it though? Like with Crowder and. I mean, I don't know which one of those guys you even have higher if you had to start one, but...
I mean, PPR, if you make me start him, I'm going to go Crowder, like you said, just on maybe the safeness of the amount that he will see.
Would you give him a wide receiver 3 status, a flex? I mean, where are you at?
Yeah, back like low-end 3, you know, low-end flex, you know, backside of there. I feel like I could probably find at least one or two better options on any team I have to start over him. On the other side, though, I love Philip and Keenan. I think that kind of keeps rolling. I'm good with Gordon. I like Hunter Henry even this week. I had to pick him up for a Gronk team, so I kind of like that.
Yeah, I like Eckler too, definitely.
What do you like on Eckler?
I'm not.
What do you think? Can't do it?
Nope.
Flex?
Nope.
You take Eckler or Crowder?
Crowder. Marlon Mack.
You take Mack over
Stewart.
Eckler too, huh? I take Stewart. I'll take. All right, can I get Eckler?
You got that.
Look, how far does he have to go down this line? Oh, there it is. I'm gonna stop him right there.
Jeez, you almost came to Michigan to shake my hand.
Real quick, let me jump on that. And I guess as always, you know, we'll keep it like CD Dynasty. That way, it's kind of easy to kind of pull up to or whatever.
Yep.
Which probably leans a little bit better to you on the J2 side, but I don't care. I still love it. Okay. Seahawks at Jaguars. Whew. I'm gonna let you jump out with Fournette. Where you go ahead.
I will start Fournette.
How confident are you in Fournette? Let's put it that way.
Running back 2 confident.
Okay. All right. I can.
With plenty of upside with those carries.
I can buy that, I guess. So, all right. So you're pretty high on Mike Davis. So Mike Davis or Fournette?
Fournette.
Okay. So Fournette or Davis kind of sits behind Fournette at least a few spots, maybe.
Yes. Well behind.
Well behind. All right. How do you feel about starting Dangerous? I know we talked about a little bit before with some of the questions and stuff.
I'll start Russell Wilson. I don't want to start anybody on that team, though, outside of like maybe flexing Mike Davis, RB2 if you have to. I don't want anybody on that. I don't want Baldwin. I know you said you did. He's in the slot. You kind of like him. I don't want him.
I don't mind Baldwin. Yeah, I don't think Baldwin's a bad play this week.
Diggs or Baldwin?
Diggs, because I believe in Diggs. I believe in a big week for Diggs. Yeah, I'll take Diggs
over Baldwin. Rashard Matthews plays. Do you want Corey Davis or Baldwin?
Corey Davis.
All right.
Corey Davis it's finally time.
Just kind of want to know where you're at with the Baldwin thing. No, I got you.
Yeah. No,
probably about the same thing, yeah.
So Matthews is playing. That's nice. I like it.
No, I'm sorry. I do not know. That was a hypothetical question.
Oh, okay. I thought you saw something or whatever.
Yeah. No, my bad. That was hypothetical.
Okay. No worries. What about Jimmy Graham?
I'll start Jimmy Graham.
Another one with low yardage totals, but I think he leads the tight ends in touchdowns with like 8 or 9 at this point. So that's epitome of touchdown dependent. But
yeah.
9 in what, 12 games, 13 games? Yes, please. All right, moving on. What I think is probably the game of the week, although it's a 4 o'clock game, is Eagles and the Rams in Los Angeles. Let's start Eagles side. You're still going to roll out Wentz if you got him.
Yep. I'll start Alshon. Sounds like Ertz is playing.
Does it sound like Ertz is playing?
It does sound like he's playing. Yep. He's been practicing now.
That's a huge bump. That's nice. So running back wise, if I make you pick one.
Running back?
Still gonna stay? Still gonna stay on that Clement?
I don't know. Maybe a Jaya now, dude. I don't know. I don't want to start those running backs.
Kind of all gross flex. Try not to.
Like if I had to answer your question, I will answer Jaya this week. But I am not recommending anybody start those guys.
That's fair. Anybody else on the Eagles side? Aguilar?
I think he finds his way into
wide receiver 3-4. Not this week.
I don't love it.
That's super boom bust. Feels like sometimes I just match up. And with Ertz, if Ertz really is back, then maybe that kind of takes that back away from Aguilar. Yeah.
Those boom games are just even luckier. Like they're the ones that happen every here and there, but we all kind of know they're not supposed to.
And if Ertz really is back, then those that you picked up, Trey Burton, dump them.
Right, yep.
Rams side. I like Goff. I like Goff over Wentz this week. So I'm liking the Goff situation here. Gurley's very high end RB1 for me this week, even though Eagles defense is pretty good against that. It's just Gurley.
Yeah, Gurley don't care.
Where do you go? Right, you don't give a shit who it is, especially if you're gonna keep feeding him. You know, 5-6 touch catches a game too.
Yeah,
killing it in space. It's so nice to see him in space with the ball. Wide receiver wise, where do you go?
I
love some cup, but
I'll probably lean Sammy. Watkins, dude. It's a rough week, though. I don't know, but I'll be starting Watkins in some weeks, in some leagues.
I'm starting Sammy too in a few places, but I'm gonna start cup over him if those were my two picks.
Yeah, for sure.
I'm so interested to see what happens to Sammy in the offseason. I've started getting some free agents together for us, just kind of looking at where where all that's going to be, like maybe once the season ends or that kind of thing. But man, Sammy moving around is really going to change some situations.
Yep, I agree.
All right, so jumping to the Sunday night game, we got the Ravens at the Steelers. Oh, I'll take Big Ben over Flacco, but that's kind of dumb.
I'm with you on that. We agree.
Let's stay on the Ravens side. You kind of like Mike Wallace, just kind of what he's been doing. And there's not much else on that side that you can trust catching the ball?
No, not really at all. And Mike Wallace, I mean, I like him because I have to.
Right. Because I own him and I'm starting him.
I mean, it's like 10 points you're hoping for.
Yeah. But he has that potential for that 20-plus, you know,
yep.
Two big plays to the house kind of deal. Alex Collins.
I like Alex Collins.
Over the rest of the running backs there, if you make me pick one.
Definitely.
You don't love Danny. That's definitely on record multiple places. And to your point, Buck got a little bit of work last week, which we didn't really think would happen once Danny and, you know, Alex Collins were doing their thing. So I guess that's going to eat a little bit more into Whithead than even we might have thought on him. Yep. But I do like Collins, even against the Steelers. Steelers side of the ball, Big Ben, duh. Lev Bell, duh. A.B., duh. After that.
Is Juju playing?
I think he's still limited, but I feel like Juju's going to play this week.
No,
he's not. Just kidding. He's suspended. Oh, that's right. Remember, he's suspended from that crazy hit.
That's right. So,
where does Martavis Bryant fall for you? I don't want to just say flex again. So, are we talking 30? Wide receiver 30, 35? Or a little bit farther?
I would start Corey Coleman over him.
Ooh, okay. You were pretty low on Coleman.
I am.
What about Jordy Nelson or Martavis Bryant?
Probably Jordy.
Ooh, okay. I like that. It's interesting this.
Yeah, I don't like Bryant. I don't think the Steelers honestly like Bryant either.
And that might be clear too. Man. Steelers, 10 wins. That's interesting to see. Might have another handful of 10-win teams after this week. A couple teams right around 9 that I think will get there. But let's move to Monday night. Patriots at my Dolphins. Patriots side, Gronk's out. There's no Martellus Bryant or Bennett. I still want no part of Dwayne Allen. Just stop it. Even if you're like Gronk, I don't think you can do that. But Patriots running backs, Burkhead over Deion Lewis yet, or is it still the other way around for you?
I think it's Burkhead now, so they'll probably be switching it up pretty soon. But I think it's Burkhead for now, and then Lewis next, and that's it for me.
Yep, no, I'm with you. What about wide receiver-wise, without Gronk being there, Amendola seems healthy. Are we getting Hogan back this week?
I heard he's been practicing.
Remnants of that, so... Let's say Hogan is back and playing. Is he the Patriots wide receiver you would start? Over Amendola. You'd still roll out Brandon Cooks, but.
Man, I don't know, dude.
I'm gonna go Amendola.
I think I would taking a while.
And no Gronk, you know what I mean, is the shorter intermediate stuff, which is Amendola's range, not the chuck it down to Hogan.
Yeah, could even help Lewis and James White a little bit. Could help all those running backs.
True. Open it up on some of that stuff. So I think it's Brandon Cooks, Amendola, Hogan for me in that order.
Yep.
Dolphin side. Let's start on wide receivers. Let's start it that way. It's Cutler throwing. Still with Parker. Still my order.
Oh, you're still going that way? I'll still go Parker. Stills.
Oh, man. I'll be honest. Landry's the only one I feel comfortable about at all, and I will find ways around the rest of it.
And that I agree with as well. I do. So, super quick, dude. And let's do this super quick. I don't know if either of us are capable. but super quick. How you feel? Where is Landry going to end up next year? Do you think he'll be with the Dolphins?
I feel like if he was, we should have paid him already.
Yeah, so Stills and Parker could be some great dynasty guys to go and try to get right now.
True. Wide receiver class, I feel like, isn't quite as deep as maybe some are making out to believe, or at least in my short-term kind of look at it. I think Carew is an interesting dynasty go pick up for nothing right now and just sit on in case it happens. Because I think Gase wants to move away from the dump-off slot. It's just not really more his system as that outside, open it up and be able to run the underneath stuff that way. But I'm with you. I think Stills is locked up. We gave him that extension earlier on. So I like Stills and Parker as dynasty, kind of go and grab for cheaps if you can, kind of stash and see what happens next year. I feel like Landry won't be there, and that's sad to me. I'd like to see them lock him up for, the rest of his career, or at least, foreseeable at this young age. But not if Gase is our guy. And that was not fast at all.
And that was our super fast, brought to you by True Drink Minimum.
That's super fast flash right there. But Drake's the guy, right? No Damian Williams, so I love Drake. I think Drake's probably right around that fringe RB1, even against the Patriots this week. I love it.
Yeah.
I don't have much else to say there. I don't want to start Cutler, even in two quarterback leagues.
Agreed.
That's your playoff game previews. You're welcome.
That's it. You're welcome.
I know we got 2-minute breakdown to get to where you're asking me, but I'm going to jump in just real quick while you get that, and I'll get a timer, right? We don't have anything else at this point. That's where we're going.
I've got a timer, dude, but jump in. Do your thing. Okay. I did that just to spite you.
So the Toys for Tot drive is not technically over. The raffle for the Scott Fish, SFB8 is over. So I want to thank everybody, Break from the Grind, Clock Dodgers, and for that one, more importantly, Mr. Scott Fish himself on donating those two raffle spots for us. It did help us save a lot of money. And the last time I talked to, or jumped in that crazy-ass chat that I try not to hang out in because those fuckers talk forever, we passed the goal. We made it, dude. More than $1,000 raised for the kids. It's amazing. I love that.
Yeah, that's awesome.
So cool. Joe, thanks to everybody out there, all the listeners that donated. Even if you didn't donate, you retweeted. That's amazing. And if you're listening to this right now, you can still go real quick. I think what George said, they were taking them through Saturday, right? Or I think they said you can still do it up through Saturday. So
the guys will be going almost until they start shopping.
Yeah, the guys will be shopping on Saturday, I think right around noon or something like that. Yep. So if you're listening to this before this and can, just throw a couple bucks. That would be amazing. I still have that pinned to my profile page for the Fantasy Football Breakdown. I have it pinned to my FL2 Drink Minimum one. And I'll see if I can't get on the Fantasy Life app and throw it up there one last time, since I need to go on there and prop Swags' comments.
And on Dr. I believe Mills. If... Shout. Anybody is bored and or interested, I think that they're going to have that on Periscope and you can actually watch them shop a little bit.
Because nothing sounds more entertaining than watching those guys shop. I just want to see Dr. Mill get a drone. That's all I'm throwing out there. Even if it's a cheap one. He needs it. Yeah. He's put in the work. Let that man buy a drone.
Let him buy
George,
a drone.
If you're listening, let that motherfucker buy a drone. What? Outside of that, man, if you want to hit me with these 2 minutes, let's do it.
All right. Are you ready?
And you're even going to run the timer. I'm going to let you run it.
Yeah, I got a timer for you, man. You've been busy.
Just despite me, I'll let you run it.
Yep.
And now, your 2-minute breakdown.
You're welcome. I was practicing.
Yep. All right. What year was Walt Disney frozen?
2013.
He was cremated. It was a trick question. So, McKinnon or Booker in Dynasty?
McKinnon. Ooh, Booker. That's a good one.
What happened? What has happened in this day in U.S. history? December 8th.
I don't know. Lots of stuff.
Okay. We'll pass. Throw me all off.
Is it Pearl Harbor Day? Wasn't that yesterday?
Well, we declared war on Japan, and John Lennon was killed 39 years later.
Gotcha.
A toy you would buy if you were going for the Toys for Tot drive tomorrow?
Football.
Oh, are you still in the first league you ever joined in fantasy football?
No. That was a work league.
The sport that you started into fantasy football.
What's that?
The sport that you first started in fantasy. Sorry, I said fantasy football, but...
I believe I did a basketball one a few years, like one time before I started up in the football, and then it all hell broke loose.
What is the NFL rushing attempt leader for one game, or how many were in one game?
Like this year or all time? I'm going to guess like 37.
45 in 1988 by Jamie Morris.
Oh, yeah, got it. Okay.
One dynasty player you want to buy low on right now?
OBJ.
That buy low?
Yep. I want to buy low.
Will Joe Mixon play week 14?
No.
Fastest 40-yard dash at the NFL Combine in history of NFL Combines.
4.22.
No. You're wrong.
What is that?
4.12. You're pretty close. It was Bo Jackson.
4.12?
Yeah.
At his pro day? Not at the Combine.
I read 4.12 at the Combine.
I'm going to have to bet that, and I'm going to make fun of you next time.
Well, it's still pretty good, but that I mean, that's what it said, but either way.
Either way.
You have more questions, so slow your roll.
Right?
How did you feel about Grant Hill to Orlando in 2000 on his 7-year, $92 million contract that he had just signed with Detroit?
I loved it at the time.
How'd you feel about it, like, a month later?
After I got a buddy to go down and stand in line and get a signed Grant Hill ball that is personalized to me, and then, like, a week later he got injured, I feel fucking great about it.
Yeah, we hosed you guys on that one.
Bastard. Shitty knees.
Lynch or DeMarco, rest of season?
Rest of season from right now.
From right now. Rest Lynch, of season.
Lynch.
Yeah.
Lynch, shut up.
Lynch, but we're not talking about it.
Yeah, but keep fucking going.
That was all of your questions. You did lousy today. Oh, nice.
Yeah, I blame the question asker.
Yeah. Way to take accountability.
The question asker should do that.
So, oh, man. I'm going to tell them who I am if you don't have anything else you want to put in there.
I don't, because I'm ready to stop talking to you.
Oh, my goodness.
I'm 2DrinkMinimum, FL2DrinkMinimum, and FF_breakdown on Twitter. Come hit me up. Now you can go. You're welcome.
I'm Swagzilla on the Fantasy Life app, Swagzilla OG on Twitter. Come find us. Come donate. Go donate.
There's still time. Just throw us a couple bucks. That'd be cool.
Yep, and go prop my Dr. Mill thing.
Cooler if you did.
Real quick.
Real.
We've heard you're real
this
quick.
This is time for real. It's real quick.
You got a minute 30. I still lose to my top baseball team. Just trying to set it up. I can start two quarterbacks. So I am going to start Mariota and Dak. Unless he's there, even if he did, I don't care. Tight end-wise, I can start at the 5. I only own 3. One includes favorite. I just picked up. The other two are Kelsey, which is an obvious start. And David and Joku, which I currently have in.
Jamal Williams, I'd say Jamal Williams, I like your third.
Okay, so Peyton Barber or Kerwin Williams? Would you start Kerwin over Njoku?
That was really quick, but it was worth it. Good luck, dude. I wanted to get that win. Are you home?